still away, still away, still away to Jesus. Still away, still away home. Oh, I haven't gotten long to stay. Trumpet sounds within my soul. I haven't got long to stay. To stay.
Greetings again, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date, Sunday, April the 17th, 2011, and that was my beautiful elder sister, Shirley Caesar, singing Steal Away. And the historical reality of that song is that we were brought here, black people, on a slave ship named Jesus. And so, when we reached the shores in the Western Hemisphere, places that we'd be enslaved in, and we saw the wickedness of this world, the wickedness of this wicked slave system, we saw the wickedness and the filth and the oppression. We longed for Africa. We longed for that ship named Jesus to return us back to our homeland, return us back to Africa. We said, we don't have long to stay here in this so-called new world under oppression, under this Babylon system. Let us get to that ship, Jesus, and let us go back home to Africa. Well, I say the same, spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically as well, because when we understand that Jesus means justice, Jesus means freedom, equality, means deliverance, means liberty, means land, wealth, resources, health, and wealth, all that has been stolen by the ruling class and ruling families. When we understand that Christ means that spirit to rise up as a revolutionary and stand for the oppression, the oppressed who are suffering under oppression. Stand for the oppressed who are suffering under the oppressive and oppression from the oppressor, and we, with that spirit of liberation, will win our freedom. And that ship, Jesus, we will realize and we will understand that the whole earth is the Lord's, and we are the Lord's on behalf of the Most High Lord, and that whole earth is Africa. The whole earth is for the righteous. We are yet in Ezekiel. We're going to Ezekiel now. And we're going to still use Revelation 2 and 9 as our anchor, yet deal with the synagogue of Satan. And we're talking about the breaking of the power of Satan, the destruction of the power of the synagogue of Satan, the destruction of this wicked system of bloodshed. Now we want to go to Ezekiel chapter 39 and verse 29. We have talked about how the Most High is going to destroy the ruling class and ruling families if they do not cease their wicked ways and actions of destroying the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. We talked about how the Gog and Magog, the synagogue of Satan, the ruling class and ruling families of the Ashkenazi European Jewish community, the ruling class and ruling families of the Khazars, those descendants of the Hyksos that destroyed our people in Egypt, and Moses and the plagues went against the Hyksos, who were the ancestors of today's Ashkenazi European Jew. These who are in the ruling class will be destroyed. And so we say to the poor and working class European Jewish sister and brother, leave your ruling class and ruling families. Leave the house of Rothschilds. Leave the ruling class and ruling families of the imposter state of Israel, which is the setup of the synagogue of Satan. Because the Most High, and you who read Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible, you know what Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39 says of Gog and Magog. You who are in the synagogues, who claim to be Jews, who read Torah and read the history and read the prophets, you read Ezekiel, know and understand that your own leaders have lied to you, poor and working class, beautiful sister and brother of the European Jewish community, when they told you that Russia would attack the area that we know as Israel-Palestine, and told you and us that that was a future time. They forgot to tell you, or refused to tell you, or purposefully neglected to tell you that you, who are a part of the European Jewish community, are from Russia. Your ancestry traces to Russia. Your ancestry traces to the Caucasus Mountains region, southern Russia, the Khazars. You are the Gog and the Magog. And when Israel was established, the state of Israel today, it was an imposter state. And it was the realization of this prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 that Gog, Magog would kill and destroy the indigenous people of that region that we call Israel-Palestine, and that the major powers of the world would back that wicked construct. And in the end, in Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39, we see that that construct will be destroyed. So leave your ruling class. They're using you. They're abusing you. They want to divide you, poor class and working class European Jewish sister and brother, from the poor and working class of black, brown, red, yellow, and Gentile white. The ruling class of Christianity and the ruling class of Judaism have lied to us all. So join us and let us disconnect ourselves from this construct that will be destroyed. So we got down to verse 29 of chapter 39 in the book of Ezekiel, and the Most High is talking and says, neither will I hide my face anymore from them. Let me go up to 28. Then shall they know that I am the Lord their God, which caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen. This is talking to black people. We were stolen from Africa, stolen from the east by the heathens, by the pagans. No matter what religion they used, they said they came to get us in the name of Jesus, but we know that was not the case. They came to get us in the name of themselves so that they could control the land, the wealth, the resources, and control lives and destroy souls and so on. So we know that they are the real heathen and pagan. Because in Africa, in Asia, in Central and South America, Mexico, North America, everywhere where the indigenous peoples are, you didn't find this type of wicked, no good, rotten system. So we were they who were taken into captivity among the heathen European rulership took us captive, enslaved us. We are the true Jew. We are the true African Hebrew Israelite nation. This whole Bible is prophetic, giving us a prophetic window concerning our sojourn in the Western Hemisphere, having been taken captive by the heathen nations of Europe. Further in 28, but I have gathered them unto their own land and have left none of them any more there. Now, it could be argued that we're to go back to Africa. Some would argue that. But I would say, keeping in mind that the whole earth is the Lord's and we are the Lord's, we are the righteous, the whole earth is for us. So wherever we are, we will be liberated. We will, witness the manifestation of the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth, everywhere. No place on the earth will there be the synagogue of Satan. No place on earth will there be the ruling class and ruling families and classes and middle class and poor class. None of that. There is no Jew, no Greek, meaning no national origin will get you in. There is no male and female, meaning no supremacy of the male over the female. No poor, no rich, meaning people won't be taken all for themselves. That we will all come out of impoverishment. And everyone will have access to the land, the wealth, the resources. None of this division. You see, the politics of division given to us by the ruling class and ruling families so that the ruling class and ruling families may stay in power. So, the Most High is saying that I have gathered them unto their own land. You will have ownership. Many people don't have ownership. And when you try to own some land, you're charged so much by the synagogue of Satan. And you don't own the land until you have the full payment and deed in your hand. And by then, you have paid for the land 3 and 4 times over. So it's a scheme. It's a plot from the synagogue of Satan. This wicked system will be destroyed, is what the Most High is saying. And have left none of them anymore there. What is the there? Because, see, the there is not one particular place. We talk all the time how the synagogue of Satan is in Africa, in Europe, in the so-called Middle East, in Asia, in Central and South America, in Mexico, Australia, New Zealand, the ghettos and barrios of North America, Canada, Europe, and so-called Israel. But wherever the there is, wherever you are, is the there. And you will not be in bondage, in captivity, in the there where you are located. That's what the Most High is saying. In verse 29, which is what I want to get to. Neither will I, this is the Most High talking. This is Yahweh talking. This is Allah talking. This is Allah Illah. Whatever name you use, this is the Most High Father and the Most High Mother speaking to us. Neither will I hide my face anymore from them. For I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. Now this is not that imposter Israel, but this is you, black man and woman. You are the true children of Israel. You are the true African Hebrew Israelite nation. And these are the days that we're speaking of. These are the last days when you see the people rising up in Africa. When you see the people rising up in the so-called Middle East. And you see the synagogue of Satan trying their best to offset the revolution, offset the uprising, trying to infiltrate and spin the uprisings so that they may stay in power for another day. But they can't stop it. This is the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ manifested within our person. This is why we say Rastafari Haile Selassie, as Jesus Christ's new names, so that we may know that the Spirit of the Most High, the Spirit of Christ, desires to be revealed in our personalities, making our names the new names of Christ. This is the day of that outpouring of the Spirit of the Most High. This is the day, black man and black woman, when we and you and us, we must rise up and help to raise up the poor black, brown, red, yellow, and poor white, and we rise up together with that Spirit of resurrection, that Spirit of justice, that Spirit of Christ, that we may overturn this wicked Babylon system. But the portion I want to get to is that first portion. Neither will I hide my face anymore from them. You see, we don't talk about the hiding of God. We act like God was always known at all times. But there is a concept of the hiding of God. And so we see that in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 29, that God comes out of hiding. Now, in Egypt, father was known as Amen, and the mother was known as Amenet. And those words mean the hidden and unseen one. Amen, the father, the hidden and unseen father, and Amenet, the mother, the hidden and unseen mother. And so we see that the hidden wants to manifest into physical reality or physical manifestation. And so in the creation, you see the hidden one then begins to create and give birth to creation. And this creation is the physical manifestation of the hidden one. And we, in the study of the physical creation, we come to understand and know the reality of that hidden one. You see, Amun-Ra, you've heard of the word Amun-Ra, and the wicked European Christian and Jewish scholars want us to think that we as Africans were worshiping the physical sun. Absolute falsehood, absolute fictitious narrative, absolute lies. See, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. We come to pick up the falsehood, throw it aside so that we may see the truth. We always talked about that one that shone through the sun, that hidden and unseen one that shone through the sun. And the sun, S-U-N, is the physical representation of that hidden and unseen one. So we said Amun-Ra, the hidden and unseen father that shines through the sun, giving the sun power to shine and give light and warmth. But we also said Amenet, that hidden and unseen mother that shines through the sun as well on the feminine side. Because male and female, we all exhibit the same qualities, but from the feminine side and the male side. And so you recall in the book of Revelation how we talked about how Jesus, the S-O-N of God, compares himself to the S-U-N of God, causing us to see that the S-O-N is coming like the S-U-N, as the S-U-N has no power in and of itself. So the S-O-N, Jesus, has no power in and of himself. And he said so. He said, I don't do anything unless the Most High Father tells me to do it. I don't have any power unless the Most High Father gives me the power to do it. And the Holy Spirit, the Most High Mother, gives me the power to do it. So we say the same. We have no power unless given by the Most High. But all of the physical creation is the process of the hidden and unseen one coming out of hiding. And we study that which is seen to understand that which is hidden and unseen. And so Dr. King said that those in the darkness have seen the great light. He was talking about the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed becoming acquainted with the S-O-N of God, represented by the S-U-N of God, Ra, and that spiritual light emanating from the S-O-N, Jesus, justice, spirit of deliverance, was raising up the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and all over the earth, in Africa, in Asia, in Central and South America, Mexico, in the United States of North America, Canada, all over the world, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed were rising up in that time in Dr. King. And he said, let us join the worldwide people's revolution. And so, we see in this time, the same thing is occurring. The people are rising up. And we see that Christ is manifesting once again in this time. And we see that the hidden and unseen one is rising up in the people. And that word, hide my face, that word hide in the African Hebrew language is Sathar. And it is found under the number 5641. And it carries the concept of the hidden one coming to you, and you and we and us as the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, understanding from the hidden and unseen one, making manifestation in physical now, we understand through that study of the hidden and unseen one how to escape and come out of calamities, out of that situation which is detrimental to ourselves and the human family. So, the hidden and unseen one is making manifest in this time. And as we continue to study the physical world, the material world, study ourselves with the understanding that we are studying the hidden and unseen one manifesting in creation and in ourselves, we will understand continuously how to come out of this calamitous situation, this calamitous Babylon system of the synagogue of Satan. And we will cease to suffer calamity, and because we will be manifesting the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now on this earth. We're taking our last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break. Wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date, Sunday, April the 17th, 2011. Let me say right quick, this is Palm Sunday, soon to come Passover, soon to come Good Friday. Jesus coming into Jerusalem. I'm probably getting ahead of myself, but nevertheless, Jesus coming in to Jerusalem. Jesus is you. Christ is you. And Jerusalem means founded in peace. And in the book of Revelation, it talks about how new Jerusalem will come out of the sky, out of heaven, down to earth, and become the bride of the Lamb, which is Christ. And so, in other places in the scripture, we as the people of the Most High, the revolutionaries who are standing up, are styled as the bride of Christ. And so I submit to you that we are the New Jerusalem. And when Jesus is coming in to New Jerusalem on the donkey representing the masses of the people, rejected by society, rejected by the ruling class and ruling families. So Jesus say, let me ride, and justice will ride, and the spirit of deliverance will ride. And this is the time of the manifestation in full physical form and presence of that hidden and unseen one. Genesis chapter 15, 13 through 15. We're dealing with this concept of neither will I hide my face anymore from them. God has been hidden to us. Many people don't even think we need God because the Most High has been hidden, not so much because the Most High doesn't want to be known, but because we have wicked teachers. The ruling class and ruling families have set up teachers that have camouflaged the true full manifestation and reality of the Most High. But when we study creation, when we study Bible and Quran and the religious books, we will come to see that one that has been hidden in plain sight. So Genesis chapter 15, 13 through 15 says that God will judge that nation that took us into slavery. That's us. We were taken into slavery, into captivity for 400 years in the Western Hemisphere. But the Most High says that the Most High will judge that nation, the United States of North America Empire, that took us into slavery into the Western Hemisphere. How will the Most High judge? This is the coming out of hiding of the Most High to judge that nation. Through the manifestation of our leaders, and through our leaders teaching us to rise up. In Haiti, there was Toussaint Louverture, Jean-Jacques Dessalines. There was Simon Bolivar in South America. There were the uprisings in the United States of North America through Denmark Vesey, Gabriel Prosser, Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, Frederick Douglass, and white brothers and sisters in the abolitionist movements. In Congress, there were abolitionists. John Brown, another Caucasian brother, and four or five of his sons. So we had manifestations, the hidden and unseen one, coming through various leaders. And you come through down to W.E.B. Du Bois, Booker T. Washington. Come down through Dr. King, Marcus Garvey, Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, Stokely Carmichael, Fannie Lou Hamer, and so on. Medgar Evers. So the Most High judging this wicked system through our leaders, and our leaders were raising us up. You had folk all over the earth rising up to overturn this wicked system. That was the coming of that hidden and unseen one out of hiding, and the rising up of Jesus, the rising up of Christ in the people, the pouring out of the Spirit of the Most High on the house of Israel. The black man and woman were in the forefront and encouraging the whole family and hooking up with all of the oppressed, no matter the ethnicity and color and race. And all of us were basking in that spirit of revolution from the Most High. And that same thing is happening now. The Most High judging this wicked system. And we see, when we understand the universal law of justice called in Egypt Mayat. Mayat, that law of justice, balance, reciprocity, order, truth, justice, and righteousness. The whole universe was seen as balanced by Mayat, by our African Egyptian ancestors. And the symbol of Mayat was, hieroglyphic symbol, was a beautiful, gorgeous, fine black woman with wings and the scales of justice, because the woman, no matter her color, represents justice. And so a family that is a family of justice would treat the women in that family with justice and equity. A city, a nation, a world, a system, an organization, we can tell the righteousness of any of these entities when we look at the women and see the women living under a system of justice. And don't get it twisted. Don't be fooled. This Western system, European system, has not given justice to the woman. Raping's happening all the time. The uncovering of our women, sisters, mothers, girls, with clothes to cause men to see her only physically and not spiritually, mentally, and morally. The pulling out of the woman out of the household so that the system may get 2 checks to tax from. Pulling the woman out of the household so that the woman may now be exploited just like the male. And you want to look at Muslim women in Islamic countries and say, oh, they over there are suffering injustice, when right here in your own nation you suffer injustice. But we say to all nations and all organizations, raise the woman up. Educate the woman. We're not talking about women like Hillary Clinton and the former Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright. We're not talking about those type of women. We're talking about women like Fannie Lou Hamer. Women like Sojourner Truth and Harriet Tubman. These are real women who stood up for freedom, justice, and equality. Raise the woman up. Educate the woman. And we will see justice in the land. The children will live under justice. But no, we don't see that. But this is the time of universal justice and the judging of this wicked system by that hidden and unseen father and mother who are coming out of hiding through the resurrection of Christ in this time, through the resurrection of Jesus in this time, in the uprising and revolution of the people. And we see in the book of Romans, I don't have the chapter, but read the book of Romans, and at a certain point in the, I think it may be chapter 8, I think. But Paul, in the book of Romans, talks about how the earth quakes. Remember Jesus spoke of the earthquakes in diverse places? Paul said the earth quakes and shakes because the earth desires to see the manifestation of the sons of God. And we say the daughters of God too, and the daughters of Goddess, because the Most High Father and the Most High Mother, Yahweh, have produced Elohim, which is gods and goddesses, the children of the Most High Father and the Most High Mother, Yahweh. This is the time that we are to manifest as the sons and daughters of the Most High. We are to manifest as priests and priestesses on behalf of the Most High Father and the Most High Mother, Yahweh. The Native American sisters and brothers talk about in their prophecies, and you must Google the prophecies of the indigenous people of the Western Hemisphere, the so-called Native Americans. They talk about how the creation, through rain, sleet, hail, snow, lightning, earthquake, would rise up on behalf of the Most High, that hidden and unseen Most High Father and Most High Mother and the creation, would judge this wicked system, would judge the synagogue of Satan that we talk about, the judgment coming through the rebellion of creation, not rebelling against God, but rebelling against mankind and womankind, and rebelling against this wicked system. And the Rastafari community talk about lightning and thunder and earthquake, and how the judgment of the Most High is seen through lightning and thunder and earthquake, and the conditions of creation rebelling against this wicked system. I heard a Rasta say, "Don't fear the lightning and the thunder." Said, "Lightning is a force of nature, just like death. The righteous pass it every day, but those with evil in their hearts fear the lightning and fear death. That is why there is no need to slay the wicked. Just leave them to face death, and they will perish." That's why I'm not advocating going up and slaughtering anyone, not advocating the shedding of the blood of anyone. I'm saying let us come together and unite and leave the wicked ruling class and ruling families spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. And you will see that that united front internationally, when we leave them, and we leave them to themselves, they will suffer that death that is prophesied in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and chapter 39. And they, the ruling class, have brought it upon themselves, because they have raped and plundered and killed the human family by the scores of millions and the scores of millions. And this is the time that they will reap what they have sown. And we are not happy for them. We want to see members of the ruling class leave that class and come to us and help us organize for freedom, justice, and equality. How come God is coming out and out of hiding and judging this wicked world order? How is this? Through the uprising of the people, through the uprising of the poor, through the uprising of the afflicted, through the uprising of the needy and the oppressed, the Most High God comes out of hiding. Through the supreme understanding, we can see the Most High everywhere. Let me say this. You see, the ruling class and ruling families have given us the teaching of Bible and teaching of Quran and teaching of science that disconnects us from the manifestation and reality of the Most High in all things, in all people, and in ourselves. You recall how our African ancestors were called heathens and pagans and animists because we saw God everywhere, Goddess everywhere. We saw nothing as dead. Even the physical body decomposes and turns into fertilizer and becomes life again in the life of the earth and vegetation that is fertilized by that body that was dead but is now alive again in the regeneration of the earth. So we as African people saw life everywhere and bowed to life. We didn't worship creation. We worshiped that hidden and unseen reality that is found in all of creation, because there would be no creation but for the power of the hidden and unseen one. And the Greek philosophers, after having studied in Egypt, understood that reality somewhat and came up with a word. I can't remember the word itself, but the meaning meant the animation of the soul, or the soul of the God and Goddess animating the whole of creation. That hidden and unseen Father and Mother animating, giving life to the whole of creation, because the soul of the hidden and unseen one is in all things and all people. Jacob saw God face to face. When we understand this reality, we will see God face to face all the time. So Jacob saw God face to face. Abraham saw God face to face when he saw Melchizedek. He saw God face to face when he saw that human being that went to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He saw God face to face. King Tut saw God face to face. Tutankhamun saw God face to face. Apostle Paul saw Christ, saw the light, saw God face to face. When we understand the Most High in all things and all people, we bow to the reality of the power and the Most High in all things and all people. Ashra Kwesi revealed to us that Tutankhamun in Africa, in Egypt, the pineal gland, Jacob, the pineal gland, meaning God, seeing God face to face, and the connection of the pineal gland with the melanin in our bodies and the sun, S-U-N, hitting the pineal gland, which is called the seat of the soul, and we get our color. And so our color and melanin and the pineal gland being a symbol of the Holy Spirit, Mother Holy Spirit, that as the color rises up and courses through our bodies, the melanin, that symbolizes the Holy Spirit being poured out upon us, the house of Israel, our physical bodies, our spirit, mind, and soul, and that spirit rising up like our color, pineal gland, melanin, rising up to do what? To give us the power to overturn this wicked Babylon system, to overturn the synagogue of Satan. We will continue this next time. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.